Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno. Your Grow Your Own Channel was the first one, I'm sorry. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is frickin' Friday. It is the second day of December 2022, and God almighty, what a fucking mess we got. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 3220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 31 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got a pretty good little dump of snow. We probably got about 6 inches now out there, which is a good thing and a miserable thing because it's colder than a well digger's ass. And it's, I've never liked the goddamn winter. I mean, everything's twice as hard. You gotta let your car warm up more when gas is fucking $6 a gallon. There's not a lot of pluses for it, but goddamn, we need the moisture, so can't bitch. Damn it. Okay, let's see what we're gonna look at first. So we got Bill of Rights Day, and Galen had something to say to us, and we're gonna look at that when we get back. Well, I just got in the damn today to find my girl who's gone away. She took the Greyhound and the general store. I searched myself, I searched the town. When I finally did set down, I found myself no wiser than before. She said we couldn't do no wrong, nor the love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my own blue dungarees, and I'll never Texas anymore. Now my baby's gone, I don't know what to do. She took my love right out the door. And if I ever find that girl, I know one thing for sure, I'm gonna give her something like she never had before.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's see what we got. Let's a little more there. Bill of Rights Day, and this is Galen sent this in, she wrote it. And I tend to agree with everything in it. I mean, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. How did they try? They gave it the goddamn all. They gave it the Goebbels fucking full court press. And it never stuck. And now we're to the point where it's being discovered that we were fucking right all along. The people who fucking were smart enough not to fall for the fucking goddamn lie. I mean, you're going to, what did Goebbels say? You're going to tell a lie, tell a big fucking lie, and tell it over and over and over again. We get it. We're telling the fucking truth. And we're not pushing the goddamn truth as hard as they're pushing the fucking lie. How many times do you think I say Bill of Rights in a fucking day? Or how many everybody I talk to, they're going to get a fucking dose of fucking what's happening. And you know what? I got the motherfucker right in my hand. Show me the goddamn isolating fucking goddamn COVID-19. You can't do it. I can show you mine. You have a fucking problem. The people get pissed about something. I have a problem. And it's COVID-19. COVID-19. What the fuck are you talking about? It has nothing to do with even anything medical. It's COVID-19. COVID-19. They keep saying, but COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And this is a fucking goddamn propaganda game. That's how it's fucking played. Well, anyway, let's start with this. Bill of Rights Day is December 15th. That's just 2 weeks away. Got me considering how some could expand on it, bring more attention to it, to our Bill of Rights that the fake powers so desperately try to hide and ignore. And that's a goddamn fact. They know it's the supreme law of our land. And if that gets out, they're sunk because they have tried to trample it in every way possible. Absolutely correct. I mean, you guys should be putting fucking, if you ain't afraid to, I mean, if you ain't got time, if you take time from polishing that fucking gun, just make a goddamn homemade sign. Put it out in your fucking, on your fucking lawn where people can see it. The Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land. The corporations are committing treason and sedition against it. I mean, you can think up 100 fucking goddamn slogans to put out there, but push the fucker. At least say it over and over. I mean, goddamn Bill of Rights, 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 Bill of Rights. If you're not doing that, man, and you ain't fucking goddamn doing nothing. If you're not out doing something, I mean, what the fuck are you, is this entertainment to you? Thinking, maybe printing thousands of flyers. Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, goddammit, if all the people that fucking know this shit's coming down and know what's God, knows where their goddamn jurisdictional authority lies and to fucking stop it. And fucking just, I mean, plaster it. Put it out there. Scream it in their fucking face. I do. Change, wrong to right with the Bill of Rights. There you go. There's write that. Put that on a sign and stick it in your fucking yard where every car goes by sees it. I think Galen got it for me, a bumper sticker on the back of my van. It says, Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land. Honor it. Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights. People could also call into talk shows and ask, hey, are you celebrating the Bill of Rights Day? And if they aren't, have a little talk until they hang up on you. Because they know they won't have a goddamn they'll be treated like the fucking trenches if they fucking talk about the Bill of Rights and talk about the violation of the Bill of Rights. Talk about the people's authority. Talk about the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. And that it cannot be violated and it cannot be changed through any fucking legislation by the state or the federal fucking government. In fact, for them to try it is a goddamn act of treason and sedition. And they can be put up against the wall and shot for it. That's the goddamn law of this fucking land. And if we don't make a big fucking deal of it on the 15th, we're not worth our salt. People could also call into talk shows. They sure as hell could and ask, hey, are you celebrating Bill of Rights Day? This could open a door for explaining our natural born rights and where they were written down. And not just written down, but fucking goddamn, ratified by actual representatives of the people. The fucking Constitution was not. The people never ratified it in any fucking way. And it has no hold and it does not consent to rule us. But the Bill of Rights did. It's ours. It belongs to we the people. It's our jurisdictional authority as individuals. And we fucking, like I said, you ain't gonna see it pop up on the fucking TV. How many times see it pop up on the TV screen? Never. And how far did they have that fucker buried before we started pulling it out of the goddamn dirt? Like I said yesterday, you know, the book, The Bill of Rights. It starts talking about when the people, the regular folk, not the goddamn aristocracy of the day that were already the king's men sucking his dick. When the regular folks showed up at the goddamn Continental Conventions, they only had one word on their mind. Rights. We want our goddamn rights. We want fucking rights. We want natural born rights. Well, they wanted their goddamn rights as goddamn actually subjects of the king. Is how it all started out. But in the end, We saw what fucking natural fucking rights were. And when we got rid of the king's law, I don't want to hear about goddamn common law from the fucking goddamn colonies. Shove it up your ass. It don't exist. Everything fucking British is the fuck out of here. When we won the war, no matter what you went over there and negotiated in the goddamn dark tunnels of the goddamn castles over there and negotiated for you, fuck you. You're going to die, you ruling class motherfucker. You're not going to get your corporate fiefdom. And you're not going to starve my fucking grandchildren. I'm going to blow your fucking head off, you cocksucker. You are in violation of our law. We are the goddamn superior fucking jurisdiction in this land. And you're going to find, we proved it. We'll prove it a fucking again. This could open the door for explaining our natural born rights and where they were written down. Or those who comment on internet sites could flood the comment section with blurbs about the 10 articles. They sure as hell could. And I wonder why they're not. And I'm going to tell you what I believe is I think they're too fucking scared to do that. We talk about why in the hell haven't we fucking taken care of with superior firepower? We could have wiped these fuckers out anywhere down the fucking line. But you're polishing that motherfucker because no fucking balls, no fucking spines. That's one of the reasons we have hard times getting donations. They don't want to be connected. Oh, they fucking want that freedom. Don't you get me wrong. There's certain, you know, all the people that have those licenses that are incorporated and are actually agents of the fucking government. Now they want to be free. They want them, but they want only them to be fucking free. They'll sell your fucking rights down the fucking river in a fucking hot second. Just like the son of a bitches that collect the fucking money for doing the background checks on the fucking guns in blatant violation of the second article. You're the one doing the fucking violating, mister. Do you understand that? When you go along with this shit to make a buck, you're fucking trading my fucking rights for fucking money, you son of a bitch. And you will be held accountable. I don't have to pay anything to exercise a right. I don't have to have any permission to exercise a right. A right is a fucking right. This ain't no goddamn privilege. That's why they push that. How many times you hear constitutional rights? How many times you heard that, son of a bitch? You never hear about the Bill of Rights, but constitutional rights. Because the Constitution is fucking it's a worthless fucking piece of paper. They can make be anything they want to be because it was never fucking ratified and there's no control over it by the people except the Bill of Rights. That's why the Bill of Rights was fucking written. That's why the Anti-Federalists fucking listed the fucking goddamn flaws that would be used to try to put us under goddamn subjugation to the fucking king yet. And that cocksucker Charles over there thinks he's got it. And we got to teach him fucking better. See what else we got here. This could open. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, you know what? It's so upside down. You know, when you think about it, it's just like those in that fake Oath Keeper. Most of those are ex-government agents.
Yeah, every goddamn one of them was a goddamn either a cop, ex-military. Or ex-FBI, ATF, name the fucking alphabet agency, non-governmental fucking goddamn agency with zero fucking authority. I mean, everything they did, every one of them violated the fucking Bill of Rights to the point that they have committed treason and sedition and can be put up against the wall and fucking shot. Plain and simple. Every fucking one of them. Even these pricks coming out calling themselves constitutional sheriffs. Every fucking one of them has violated that motherfucker ad nauseum. And they could be put up against the wall. They know they have no jurisdictional authority over. They come up and try to fucking muscle you. That's what they are. Fucking their corporate fucking muscle. Their goddamn Blackwater USA. Private goddamn fucking security for a fucking goddamn private fucking company that cannot be. That is an act of fucking goddamn treason just in its existence. Along with everything that's been written under that son of a bitch. No fucking corporation. Hey, Walmart, you don't fucking own me, and you're never going to fucking own me, and neither is this goddamn United States Corporation. You fuckers are under me. I'm the sovereign of this fucking country. And I'm telling you right now, you son of a bitches, we know exactly what you've done to us. And you are going to fucking answer to our fucking law. See here. Born rights written down. Or those who... Okay, internet, we did that. I know we have to fight. And these are meager efforts, I suggest. No, they're not. This is one of the least meager things. If you, I mean, the fucking people aren't rushing out to goddamn shoot, son of a bitches. If you ain't going to do that, this is the very fucking least you could do. And you could do it. I mean, you should be doing it like goddamn insane. You should be doing it every fucking chance you get. You should be sitting, putting shit on other people's goddamn fucking lawns. It's not meager. It was, I'm no more meager than COVID-19 was. If it was put out there and everybody fucking knew what it was, like you said earlier in the article, shit, man, I think we'd have this thing fucking taken care of, wouldn't we? Meager effort, I suggest, yet I believe we are still reaching people and getting them on board. We are, but not at the rate that we could if we did what you suggested. Well, this, I mean, this shit is a no-fucking-brainer. But she's fucking absolutely right. Have you done it? Have you fucking put a sticker on something? Have you put up a fucking sign? Have you fucking screamed the Bill of Rights in anybody's fucking face? Have you done it? Just that. Let alone pick up a fucking gun and fucking defend, son of a bitch. With the grand notion of living free. And what harm can it do to bring more awareness to the Bill of Rights? It does no fucking harm. In fact, we are negligent not doing it. In many, not all cases, something is certainly better than nothing, and who knows what spark of righteous anger may be ignited. Exactly, man. If we did it like, if we fucking put the fucking push on the Bill of Rights like they put on COVID-19, doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, Bill of Rights I have in my fucking hand, Bill of Rights I have in my fucking hand, you can go look it up in the Library of Congress, that's ratified fucking law, it cannot be fucking goddamn ignored. If it is, we're supposed to shoot them. Because we rule this goddamn country. Not a bunch of fucking communists from all over the goddamn world been here 2 fucking days and they're a congresswoman? I'm a congresswoman. Been here for 2 days. Well, they have to have an interpreter. They can't even speak the fucking language no more. December 15th is so much bigger than Black Friday. No shit. I mean, they, I always think of it that way too. I see things like this. You know, it's just like the goddamn sites. This fucking site's been up for 12 years. We've been fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights, which they do not want out. And we've been telling the truth about the fucking Jews. That's pretty much what it comes down to. That is why it is fucking... they do everything humanly possible they can do to try to keep people from hearing what we have to say here and what is written on the site. They do it. And then they fuck around and make it last long. Then they try to push people off the fucking site. Today I've had to already get out the first thing this morning, getting up. I had to get out because I got people calling me and telling me stuff. They can't, some people can get it. One person sitting beside the next person get it. The other guy sitting there can't fucking get it. We send them a fucking thing. Well, we're working on it. We get that fixed. Yeah, you were, you son of a bitch. What happened is that goddamn server got bought by the fucking Jews. That's why when you go to their tech support, you get goddamn Betty in fucking India, where you used to get a goddamn American who knew what the fuck they were doing, and they fucking fixed it right away, and they fucking apologized and told you how to make sure it doesn't happen again or what might have you. That's what we're up against, people. Now, the reason we are fucking, it's being so hard to get onto right now is because we're coming past that fucking election. Coming up on that election, every fucking day I got up, there was something new they were doing, trying to fucking make it so people couldn't get on or people couldn't hear. December 15 is so much bigger than Black Friday. God damn, if it ain't, you're a goddamn fucking retard. And look at all the attention that got. That's because there's fucking, they pay people to go out there in the hordes. They pay the hordes to go out there and say it. Black Friday, I'll go down there, they make a fucking propaganda campaign around it. And that's why, I gotta go out to Black Friday. Why? Why? If one time you just said, fuck you, and stay at home, they'd fucking stop this shit. Maybe you could have a real fucking Christmas and goddamn Thanksgiving, man. But you do it. I mean, it's just like chasing that fucking wiper, man. You start swinging it around, man. These motherfuckers will follow it around. Let that wiper say Bill of Rights on it this time. I say all media outlets are here and now press to add to the celebration of Bill of Rights Day by mentioning its importance and urgency. All broadcasters and journalists on the internet or radio or TV or in printed material, if you do not do this, you are revealed as a gatekeeper. And she's goddamn right. These are the people who are, I mean, who has the access to fucking put it out there? If every son of a bitch that fucking has a guy, you know, they want you to come over there and they want to, we've been explaining the problems and the goddamn actions they've taken that are illegal for 40 fucking years. Do something about it! You start to want to talk about that, man. They know, I'll tell you why they won't do it. Because they'd end up like from the trenches. They would wall them off as hard as they fucking could and they'd try to keep them walled off. They'd try to get them, they'd try to take them off the fucking air. They'd try to take their sights down. Because if you tell the fucking truth, man, you know, you're sitting between two factions fighting over who's going to be your fucking goddamn master. Well, they both agree the chink, but who's going to be over the chink? And so you, it ain't like you got an army. We have an army of people, make no mistake about it. But a coordination, just a simple, something as simple as Black Friday. They just fucking made that up. Some fucking asshole at a think tank came up, man, we should have Black Friday, man. It's all about money. Quit fucking doing shit just for fucking money. If you get this goddamn country back and you get that fucking Bill of Rights back and we live under it, we'll all have plenty of money, I promise you that, you greedy fucks. More than you got now. Unless you happen to be one of the corporate fucking elite, one of the 1%, they're not going to have nothing. They're going to be swimming for fucking 200 miles to get to their goddamn admiralty that they're ruling you over. They're fucking walking all over you. Little piss ants that couldn't crack a fucking egg are walking all over you. You call yourself a fucking man? Gatekeepers, traitors, destined for the ninth circle, compliments of those who will risk it all to live free. And that's what this, I mean, damn it, isn't that what your fucking forefathers did? I mean, you know, they left their farms, a lot of farms of the fucking goddamn patriots got burned by the Tories and by the Indians raiding up and down the goddamn frontier. Their families, whole families killed and everything. It was a no-brainer for them. Either we have to do this. It's going to be horrid, but we have to do it or else we're going to end up goddamn fucking like, what the hell do we even come over here for and do all this goddamn work? Just so the fucking aristocrats can come in and fucking take it away from us? No. But they are. They're getting ready to take a big chunk of the goddamn growing land in this country and give it over to fucking China. The worst fucking enemy we should have in the world. They fucking dice people up. They're fucking animals. And they're stupid. So that means that Americans and goddamn Jews have to be running the fucking show. December 15th. Mark it down. I agree, Galen. All right. Let's see what else we got going here. U.S. poised to dramatically expand training of Ukrainian forces. And I thought this was pretty interesting, actually. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. As if the Pentagon and U.S. intelligence hadn't already escalated its presence enough inside Ukraine, given there are already literally a small contingent of boots on the ground, in quotation marks, as we detailed last month. CNN is now reporting that the Biden administration is considering, quote, dramatically increasing its training of Ukrainian forces. The proposal would involve U.S. advisors training. Oh, boy. And now how we got in Vietnam for all them years, 50,000 killed for nothing. 50,000 people. You know, they always talk about that one commercial they had for that Measure 114. Sorry, this one guy, one fucking prick, okay? He got shot somewhere in one of these things. He just got shot by a gun. He goes, and he'll never get to see his children grow up. And he'll never get to see his daughter graduate or get married. You know, and talking about all this stuff. What about these fucking people here, man? You fucking pricks. The proposal would involve U.S. advisors training much larger groups. You sent all those people to Vietnam, 50,000, 30,000 in Korea. Now their kids didn't get to see them. They didn't get to see their kids grow up. They didn't get to see their daughter get married. Some of them never even got to see, but their wife had a baby in their belly when they were fucking drafted. Sent against their fucking will into a war zone for the, what was the reason for that? Well, that's right, to stop the spread of international communism. At the same time, the communists had a goddamn headquarters here in fucking Chicago. Now, why aren't we surprised? Goddamn, if I was a Vietnam vet, I'd be wanting to fucking take somebody's fucking hair. I kid you not. I think of my friends that fucking died that didn't want to fucking be there. That shouldn't have been there. There was no reason for them to be there. You wanted to fight communists, come to Chicago. Run the fuckers out of this country and then seal this country up. Anybody says communist, shoot the son of a bitch. Because it is an alternate form of government. And you do not, it is not a part of your free speech to fucking push an alternate form of government. It is collectivism versus individualism. You are trying to fucking overturn our system of fucking law. And make it a collective fucking goddamn law instead of an individual fucking law. That is called fucking sedition, you son of a bitch. And it is inciting for the overthrow of the United States of America, because that Bill of Rights is the United States of America. It's the only fucking ratified law in the goddamn books. Properly ratified law. And the jurisdiction within that law belongs to each individual American national. It belongs to them personally. They don't have to go to somebody to petition for it. They already have it right there. They can walk right up and arrest your fucking ass, put their hand on your shoulder and say, you're under arrest. That is our right, you understand, right? And then the sheriff is supposed to come, and the sheriff is supposed to take that person to jail, and you better have your paperwork in line. You better have went down and you were sworn out a warrant. And you better have that warrant with you. And it better have that affidavit attached. And it better be correct. Or if you arrested somebody for no goddamn reason, they can turn around and fucking, you'll be the one fucking dangling from the goddamn lamppost outside the courthouse. I mean, when we go to put our foot down on this goddamn Bill of Rights, we're going to have to be fucking mean-ass motherfuckers about it. Don't tell me, don't try to give me no goddamn loophole. There ain't a loophole in it. There is no loophole for you to get out of. Once you sign one of those treasonous fucking documents, you son of a bitches, you communists, you fascists, you fucking corporate cocksuckers. Why do I have some problem with that goddamn word? Capitalist motherfuckers. Once you sign on to that goddamn treason, all I gotta do is hold the Bill of Rights up here and say, this is the fucking supreme law of this fucking land. To go against it is treason. To go against the supreme law of your land is treason. And sedition. And here's this fucker doing it, here's his signature on it. Do you wanna argue? Is that your signature? Or do you wanna argue, what do you wanna argue? That the law doesn't say what the law says? That law's been in effect since 1791. Were you going to argue it didn't exist? Or are you going to argue you didn't know about it? You didn't know about the supreme law of this fucking land, and you're fucking making moves like this to control people's fucking lives and violate that fucking law? Yeah, that's why I think that's truly why they really don't want it out there enforced, where nobody can deny that they do not know exactly what that fucker says. When you're violating, you're fucking violating the goddamn law. It's like this asset seizure forfeiture. No fucking charge. I mean, if goddamn everybody knew it, they'd be like, fuck you, you're a highway. Boom! You'd have the right to shoot them down like a goddamn dog. They're trying to rob you on the side of the fucking road. But if you don't have jurisdictional authority and you fucking come to take something from me or to fucking take me, I got the right to shoot your fucking ass. You better realize that. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Megadeth with "This Planet's on Fire." And it's gonna be. You fuckers had better fucking stop. You think we're gonna fucking back off on this? You're fucking wrong. In the beginning, Gage, when he came here, they're gonna fight. And by God, we are gonna fucking fight. And once the fucking guns start going off, the fucking tension of fucking being the, you know, nobody wants to be fucking first in a gunfight. But somebody finally will have, you'll piss the wrong fucking person off and they just won't give a fuck. Or they'll be dying and they won't give a fuck. I'm gonna be dead anyway. I'm taking your fucking head with me, you son of a bitch. Where we were talking about U.S. posted, poised to dramatically expand. As if the Pentagon, okay, we did that, okay. Biden administration is considering dramatically increasing its training of Ukrainian forces. There's a reason I'm reading this. The proposal would involve U.S. Advisors training much larger groups of Ukrainian soldiers in more sophisticated battle tactics at American installations in Germany and perhaps other locations in Europe, according to the new report. CNN begins by repeating that reporting that the Biden administration is considering a dramatic expansion in the training, this is how it's written. That's what fucking keeps throwing you a person off when they're trying to read this shit. It says, in the training of the U.S. military, provides, to the Ukraine. In the training, the U.S. military, it should just be one the, I guess is what it should be. The. Do you fucking proofread? Including instructing as many as 2,500 Ukrainian soldiers a month at a U.S. base in Germany, according to multiple U.S. officials. If adopted, the proposal would mark a significant increase, not just in the number of Ukrainians the U.S. trains, but also in the type of training they receive. The report continues also noting that thus far, only a few thousand Ukrainian soldiers have been trained on specific U.S.-provided weapon systems. According to further details in CNN, under the new program, the U.S. would begin training much larger groups of Ukrainian soldiers in more sophisticated battle tactics, including how to coordinate infantry maneuvers with artillery support, much more intense and comprehensive training than Ukraine has been receiving in Poland or the U.K., according to one source briefed on the proposal. This is a significant statement given that the ongoing British program at multiple U.S. U.K. bases is large in size. However, what's being modeled by the Pentagon would see some 15,000 Ukrainians trained by the United States every 6 months. Multiple. Now, we've been talking about this, ain't we? Because these motherfucking cocksuckers ain't gonna whip nobody's ass. But if the fucking if the fucking United States was not over there fucking, I don't know if Russia invaded them. I ain't over there to look, and I'd have to see it with my own fucking eyes to believe anything. I won't believe anything coming out of their goddamn fucking propaganda machine. But the bottom line here is, here you got, no, now we got goddamn advice, we call them advice, we got these training thing so that the goddamn these Americans can train. I bet you we got them in goddamn Taiwan. I bet you we got him for fucking China, too. Because somebody's going to have to train to fucking tell these assholes how to wipe their fucking ass. I've told you this 100 times. The Ukrainians weren't going to whoop nobody. They couldn't whoop the wind with a sack full of fucking hammers. They couldn't do it. But, I mean, if they're giving them fucking specific fucking training on U.S. weapon systems, and they're turning U.S. weapon systems over to them. And I'm going to bet you right now, whether I'm alive or not, that when the time comes, Ukraine will fucking attack us without, if you're shot by them fuckers, you will be shot with a bullet you bought from a gun you fucking bought that you couldn't fucking own. And under the fucking guise of a goddamn U.S. Military, well, it's not U.S. military, they're goddamn traitors. They ain't part of the militia. An unlawful, dirty, fucking treasonous piece of fucking garbage. You get a hold of these son of a bitches. Skin them alive. I mean it. You got the goddamn right to that. You ain't no higher treason than training a foreign army to fucking in the tactics of your fucking army. Plain and simple. And a lot of the fucking what our people will be using is, we paid for it. It's like our goddamn share, everything we got fucking developed fucking, for our militaries handed over to fucking China. They don't have to spend money to fucking develop shit if they even had the brains to do it, which they don't. We just fucking hand it to them, guys.
And the Jews, oi.
Oi, oi, oi. Well, we hand it to them through the Jews, Dion, because they got to make a buck on it too, you know. Nothing can change hands without the oi oi Jews getting their fucking 95 cents out of every fucking dollar. But those cocksuckers, I'll tell you what, when it goes down, your fucking son of a bitches, they brag up how they destroy anybody that fucks them. We'll fucking see about that, motherfucker. Back in 1775, our people came out on their fucking own. I mean, they're no fucking bite. We walked down out of the goddamn hills from their houses, came in a fucking goddamn group they'd formed because they'd been fighting up in the hills. They fought Indians. They fought every fucking... And they came not under anybody's direction, but on their own accord to say, you ain't taking my fucking rights, cocksucker. Boom! They shot they're attacking the Brit. This riffraff is attacking the British army, the grandest army on the fucking planet. Tore their fucking ass up at first Bunker Hill. And then when they don't tell you, but when the militias came out of the mountains with the fucking rifled barrels, like the campaigns down south, that's when we started really kicking their fucking ass. And they won't tell you how, I mean, they say like 13,000 is the most goddamn colonial soldiers ever involved in an engagement. But there were 143,000 militia. And they had there was no limit. I mean, they did what they fucking, when they seen something, they destroyed it. They just fucking did it. They weren't under nobody's fucking command. And they did more fucking damage than the fucking regular fucking troops did. But you're not going to hear that because I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You're 100% right, you know, because the bottom line is they never, ever tell you the real reason for the true uprising. They tried to put it in a soft version. Oh, it was over a tea tax.
Uh-huh.
People were owned back then. You were property of the king.
Yes,
you were. Property of the lord, of the duke. They don't tell that. They don't tell how the people were abused. They don't tell that, you know. They don't tell you truth about nothing.
Sure as hell do not, and they don't tell you that it wasn't black slavery in the South. It was slavery in this country, period. The North had as many slaves as the fucking South did. And I mean, the things they did to little kids, sweatshops, the nasty motherfuckers needed to be destroyed then. And completely destroyed. What gets me is the aristocrats that were fucking pushing all this shit for the king, they end up in fucking charge. Oh yeah, this is your father of your nation, George fuck you in the ass Washington, who went straight with the first fucking Congress and declared they had jurisdictional authority over you. Fuck you! My jurisdictional authority is in the barrel of this goddamn gun. And it took until 1791 to say, hey, you fucking can't have goddamn jurisdictional authority over us. You claim into your federal fuckless fucking papers. You want to serve us. You want to be our servants. And then you turn around in the first fucking Congress without fucking ratification of your own first document that you fucking put out there. They violated Article 5 of your fucking Constitution, didn't it? It was never ratified. It's just the Congress wrote it down with the fucking pink crayon and fucking George Washington dipped his fucking pen up his ass and fucking signed it. And just a little handful of these fuckers, just like now, declared, oh, well, we rule over you. No, you don't, motherfucker. That's why the southern states refused to fucking sign. And that's why they made them, they had it in writing that there was going to be a Bill of Rights. And that's why the Bill of Rights was written. And that's why the Bill of Rights is there, to affirm that we, the people, are the supreme superior fucking jurisdiction in this goddamn country. Not these fucking aristocrats. Not if you want to be a ruling class, identify yourself. Put on a fucking badge. I want to know who you are. Because we're going to wipe your fucking asses out. There is no ruling class. in a goddamn autonomy with fucking a Bill of Rights that emphasizes the rights of the individual. I'm equal to you, or I'm equal to 200 of you, I'm equal to 10,000 of the filthiest rich motherfuckers in this goddamn country. Got it? I can take your fucking rich ass, and you know your money can't save you, not from the fucking goddamn procedures in the Bill of Rights. And if that guy, you buy the whole goddamn jury, and the jury goes against the law, I'll arrest the fucking jury and I'll hang their fucking ass. That's how that law works. That's why they couldn't ever, that's why they want rid of it. That's why they can't have their fucking New World Order as long as it exists. They ignore it, man. They fucking try to, 14, every fucking thing you see when they talk about goddamn rights, 14th Amendment. You ain't got no goddamn rights under the 14th Amendment. Get that through your fucking head.
Damn it.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of a federal jury?
A federal jury?
Yeah, that's what they said. Is what convicted Rhodes was a federal jury. Oh, the oathkeeper guy. You don't like him either, but anyway.
Well, I'm sure they're playing. I mean, look what they're doing, Charlie. Even look, I can take this example of Measure 114 in Oregon. They're coming over into the common law jurisdiction. They can't amend the Bill of Rights. The Ninth Article forbids it. There is no authority that can exist to change it. So that what are they doing? They're going under this 14th Amendment, which is a goddamn violation of the law because it tries to make you a subject of an illegally created corporation that couldn't exist because the corporation could have a fucking authority to fucking deny and disparage your fucking rights. So they're coming over. They can't fucking even with their fucking phony constitution, but if any one of the three phony constitutions, they cannot fucking amend the fucking Bill of Rights. They can't touch a comma in it because of the Ninth Article says they can't have that power.
Well, I guess in the District of Columbia is not why, but I
got news for you. District of Columbia ain't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
It's a violation of the law, it being here.
Yes, sir.
You do not have a military, you do not have admiralty. Look up, it's the law of the sea. It does not come into Maryland, okay? When they did that, they fucking committed high fucking treason, and the people should have fucking killed every goddamn one of them, killed all the aristocrats then, and got rid of them. How dare you think you're gonna bring your goddamn absolutism, your goddamn fucking king, queen then, queen's law onto our goddamn land? You're not going to. I mean, that was one of the fucking things that the fucking colonial soldiers supposedly fought for, was to get that dreaded fucking admiralty off this goddamn continent. That's the law of the sea. You got to go 200 miles out in the goddamn ocean under the original law to fucking exercise that law. But you're in here in my goddamn house, you son of a bitch. Try to bring it in my fucking house. I'll blow you back out. I wish I could blow you clear to the sea. I'd do it. You have no jurisdictional authority on this goddamn land. You know it. The Bill of Rights is the only goddamn authority on. It's the only jurisdictional fucking avenue on this land. And the jurisdiction comes from the individual. It ain't just like, well, this court has jurisdiction. Well, no, you don't, motherfucker, not unless I grant it to you. If I come in and I file a fucking a claim, or I file a fucking for a civil wrong, for an arrest, I have to do it under my authority. That's why you always had, when they were working on getting the last of the common law out of the goddamn states. I was here in Oregon. This is, we'd be last with everything, something like that. I watched it fucking happen. You went from a point where you had, I don't care what you were charged with. If somebody charged you with goddamn vehicular homicide. But see, that's when they were trying to sell you on that DA. I don't got to get a lawyer. I just go to the DA. And then the DA controls it. Then he's the judicial authority over the whole fucking county now, isn't he? No, he ain't. He's a goddamn, what he is an act of fucking fraud, a living act of fucking fraud that needs to be fucking hung. He has no jurisdictional authority. He cannot come into the common law, and we're guaranteed the common law. But you had to, at least, when they were working it in, trying to get you to accept this fucking administrative admiralty, you had to come in and you had to sign a complaint. Remember that? I'm sorry, Can't get them to sign a complaint. Can't do anything. And that's when they started with the stuff with the, you know, you had all the goddamn propaganda on TV about, well, I didn't see nothing. I don't want to get involved. You know, and there was all this thing trying to get people to fucking, you know, go for this fucking horse shit. And then they used the women. Well, she, of course she's, you know, now the way things stand, you know, a man and woman, they can just be yelling at one another. And then they take in the cops come, somebody's going to jail. All right, now they were sitting there, they were arguing over the fact that they couldn't pay their fucking bills, okay? And now, boy, you're into it for thousands because you're going to pay for a lawyer. He's going to pay for a fucking lawyer. And people have smartened up to it. But the whole goddamn thing here was, that's why people backed off from things, because it wasn't that goddamn important. They try to show, you know, they'd find that woman that got beat real bad, and they try to, she had every goddamn right, she could have prosecuted it to the fucking extent, full extent of the law. If she chose to, but she said no. Well, she doesn't know, calling you incapable. They were calling you, you needed a custodian. You were too stupid. You couldn't take care of your own business, but they couldn't do it. And at any point in the ball game, guys, I mean, this is when the transference was happening and I was watching it happen. The goddamn, and it went from, I don't care if it was right up to the judgment day when they were going to, you know, it's before, if the court hadn't adjourned, they got the person dropped the fucking charges. It was over. That's, it couldn't go no further. You had to have a complainant. You had to have a victim. And if the guy withdrew as the victim, now, see, because of the women and everything, well, the state's going to step up in this piece of paper. It's called the state. We're going to be the, you can't. You fucking can't, because you have to be an individual. It has to have happened to you. You have to be able to sign a piece of paper saying this happened. Yeah, and then they threaten a fucking woman now. Like a woman, because women are starting to understand what the deal is here. Me and my husband are fighting over because we don't have any goddamn money. These cocksuckers show up, and now here we are, $2,000 or $3,000 more dollars in fucking debt over an argument, and we're not going to fucking do it. And the woman said, "I just ain't going to do it." They threatened to put her in jail if she don't come and testify against her own fucking husband, which is against the goddamn law. Where does it end? But this is where the transformation came from. The state never had no authority to fucking do anything to the people. Unless you were, I mean, the fucking, fifth article reads clear. If you're in the goddamn, if you're part of the fucking government now, you can be subject to the bad morality. If you're fucking one of the government's agents. But then all of these people that took these licenses, you people down there think you're just, oh, goddamn, I'm driving the brand new truck. I take a fucking vacation where I'm making bucks, man. I'm getting that corporate welfare just shoved right up my ass until it's coming out my ears, and I'm grinning with both. You motherfuckers, you are under that administrative admiralty. They can do that to you. Of course, you could fucking declare your fucking independence from the fucking administrative admiralty and demand your fucking rights under the Bill of Rights, because no contract, no fucking nothing can take it away from you. You can write down there, I give them up so I can get some freebies from my Masonic brothers in the goddamn court system. I write it down here and I sign it. Still no good. Unalienable means you can't give it away. It can't go away. That's how the anti-federalists, they knew it had to be something that was fucking untouchable, that you could not stop. There's no way around it. You're never going to get goddamn control of us, because it's an impossibility, because the Bill of Rights says it is, and then the 9th article and the 10th article confirm that you can never have any such power. I don't care. You can write a contract 10 miles long and saying, I give up my rights 10 miles fucking long, and sign the son of a bitch. It ain't worth the paper it's written on, because it's a violation of the law. There's no authority for removing the fucking rights. And they're trying, that's when they began their pretend authority, when they were taking over the fucking courts. And now you got them fucking giving you mandates? Man, you give my dad a mandate, he'd have drove to town to shoot your fucking ass. Try to mandate me to do anything. Who are you? You got a court order or something? And I mean, he didn't know about the fucking difference in jurisdictions. You know, that's stuff I learned later in life. But there ain't no goddamn, I mean, remember the old bumper sticker when it first came out? When guns are outlawed, I'll be an outlaw. I mean, as soon as they, you know, started the shit, I mean, of course, my dad put that right on the back of his pickup. You know, he worked so much, man. he worked his whole fucking life is what he did. And he worked so much that he didn't know what was really going on out there. But when the bonded owl thing happened and the mills went down, he had to go back to Indiana, and my mom's cousins back there had a shop and stuff that he could run and make him a living. That's where he went, and then he got introduced to the boys. I mean, these guys built NASCAR stock cars. I mean, they ran Daytona. One of my cousins fucking invented the fire suit they use, and he got to know all these guys and everything and shit. They're moving fucking a pound of dope here, a pound of dope there. You know, he's seeing, hey, this is how everybody's, this is the real world. I got caught in a fucking rut. I couldn't see what they were doing incrementally. They were doing it so slow. When he came back, he was a different man. He hated them. He hated their guts and livers. He hated that they fucking actually fooled him, because he was a smart man and he didn't like being fucking fooled. But he's seen what they had fucking done, and he despised them. And that's when, like, the thing with when the guy came, he was putting the wiring in the addition he was building on the house, and he came out with that 30-06 jacked around in it, and told him to get the goddamn hell off his land and don't never come back. And he did. He didn't come fucking back. And my dad was fucking, I mean, I was surprised Dad didn't shoot him. As it was rare, my dad pulled out a fucking gun that that son of a bitch didn't go off. And I mean, I grew up in terror as a kid. Because I mean, fucking, if he pulled that fucking gun, he's gonna shoot. And he's already trained you fucking since you were fucking 12 years old. When you start shooting, when he says shoot, you shoot. You don't ask questions, you fucking shoot. He was training us for this. Cause when he found out about it, like me, he was fucking inquisitive. He wanted to know what they were up to, and that's when he came up with that. We fought the world, and we whipped them, and we're going to have to do it again. He told me that 100 times, and he was fucking right. And he told me this day would come, and you know, it's been because assholes out there making money off of it, trying wanting it to last as long as it can, so they pile up their own pile of fucking gold, INC Incorporated motherfuckers. That's why this has gone on so long. Because people were making money off. They made a fucking industry out of it. Out of tyranny. They made a goddamn industry. But that's why it's taken so long. But once things are revealed, they're not going to back away from them just because you caught them at it. And you fucking, it's just like the 2008 derivatives. But we caught you. Here, we got this. We got this paper here. Look, we can prove that the goddamn regulators were in on it. We can prove that you took fucking junk bonds and put them and marked them AAA and put them in people's goddamn 401ks and destroyed them. We can prove it all. Well, they're just too big to jail. And they're too big to goddamn fail. My dad would have been ain't too big to get shot. And he could shoot. Anyways, guys, it's been a fucked week again. It'll be a fucked week next week. It's just going to be a fucked week until we fix this fucking thing. But we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just all you can do is watch it unfold and find out, look for a spot where you can fucking make a difference. And if it's even just putting up a fucking sign saying Bill of Rights, 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 do it. At least you're doing something. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!